The Two Friends and the Dog. This is the story of Ellen and Jane. They are friends. They are in the same class at school. Ellen sits next to Jane in the classroom. During the break, they play together in the playground. Jane always brings her video game and they share. On Saturdays, they go to dance lesson together. They both love hip-hop.
You are my best friend,
Ellen always says to Jane.
And you are my best friend too,
Jane says. It is Friday afternoon, and the two girls are at school. They are studying art with Mrs. Kent.
I've got some new felty pens in my pencil case,
says Jane.
We can share.
Ellen is very happy. She likes sharing with Jane. She is her best friend.
Let's go to the park after school,
she says.
We can go on the swings and on the slide.
Jane likes the idea very much.
We can have ice cream too,
says Jane. At 4 o'clock, the bell rings and the two girls run outside. On the way to the park, they buy two ice creams.
My favorite flavor is chocolate,
says Ellen.
My favorite flavor is chocolate too,
says Jane.
We always like the same things. We really are best friends,
says Ellen. At the park, the two girls sit on a bench and they finish their ice cream. They talk about school and homework.
What's your favorite subject?
Ellen asks Jane.
It's English. I love reading and I enjoy writing stories,
she says.
Me too,
says Ellen, and they continue talking. Later, the two girls go on the swings and the slide.
Listen,
says Ellen.
I hear a dog.
When she turns around, she sees a big black dog near the fence.
There's a big dog in the park,
she says, and she quickly climbs up the tree. Jane looks at the dog. It is barking loudly. She doesn't know what to do.
I can't climb the tree,
she says to Ellen.
What can I do?
Ellen doesn't answer. She just sits in the tree. Jane is afraid.
I can't run now. If I run, the dog will chase me,
she thinks. So she sits down on the bench and waits. The dog runs to Jane. It jumps on the bench and quickly licks Jane's face. It wants to play with her. Jane gets up and pets the dog. Then she gets a stick and throws it.
Fetch the stick,
she says, and the dog runs to get the stick. Ellen is not afraid anymore. She climbs down from the tree and she runs to Jane.
Are you okay, my friend?
She asks.
Yes, I'm fine. The dog just wanted to talk to me,
answers Jane.
Talk to you,
Ellen says, and she laughs.
Dogs don't talk,
she says.
Yes, they do,
Jane answers.
The message was for you.
Ellen is surprised.
What was the message?
She asks.
A real friend helps you when you are in trouble,
says Jane, and she walks away.
Hello, my name is Gioia.
Hello, I'm Erdi.
And I'm Saker. Today we are reading the story of the fox and the stork. This fox and the stork. This is the story of Freddy the fox and Sally the stork. They are good friends. They spend a lot of time together. They play tennis on Mondays and they go to the cinema on Tuesdays. Freddy and Sally play in a band too. Freddy plays the drums and Sally plays the piano. It is Monday morning and Freddy and Sally are playing tennis. After the tennis match, Freddy invites Sally to his house for lunch.
Come to my house for lunch,
he says.
We can have chicken soup.
Oh, I like soup very much,
says Sally. So the two friends go to Freddy's house for lunch. Freddy goes to the kitchen and he makes the chicken soup. When the soup is ready, he puts in the plates. Then he carries the plates to the dining room.
Come, my friend, lunch is ready,
he says to Sally. Sally and Freddy sit at the table. They are very hungry. Freddy starts eating the delicious soup. Sally watches him. She can't eat the soup because her bill is too long.
This soup is really delicious,
he says Freddy.
Don't you like it?
He asks.
Oh, yes, it is delicious,
answers Sally.
But I'm not very hungry today.
After lunch, Sally goes home. He is very hungry, and she is sad too. On Tuesday afternoon, Freddy and Sally go to the cinema. After the cinema, Sally invites Freddy to her house for dinner.
Come to my house for dinner,
she says.
We can have vegetable soup.
Oh, I like soup very much,
says Freddy. So the two friends go to Sally's house for dinner. Sally goes to the kitchen and she makes the vegetable soup. When the soup is ready, she puts in the bottles. Then she carries the bottles to the dining room.
Come, my friend, dinner is ready,
she says to Freddy. Sally and Freddy sit at the table. They are very hungry. Sally starts eating the delicious soup. Freddy watches her. He can't eat the soup because he hasn't got a long bill.
This soup is really delicious,
says Sally.
Don't you like it?
She asks.
Oh, yes, it's delicious,
answers Freddy.
But I'm not very hungry today.
After dinner, Freddy goes home. He is very hungry, and he is sad too.
No, I understand,
he says.
Yesterday, I wasn't a very good friend.